So let's review. Our shir began with the first Mishnah of the seventh parak, which describes the roasting of the Karban Pesach. Zok the Mishnah, Ketzat Tzolim Nesa Pesach, Mevin Shvud Shal Rimon, V'teich V'leteich Piv, Ad Beis Nikivase. They would roast the Karban Pesach by bringing a spit made of pomegranate wood and inserting it into the mouth, all the way through and out the back of the animal. Taisa explains that this way, the thicker part of the wood remains protruding from the mouth, so that the Pesach will not slip off the spit when it's hung over the fire with its head down, as the Gemara later explains. There's a machlekes tanaim where the innards of the animal are placed. The pasuk says, "Ki im tzli eish roishay al kirov al kirvay." Rashi explains, "Kula ki echad mashma." The legs and innards must be roasted together, as one with the body of the animal. Yisak Lili holds that they would be put inside the body cavity of the animal. Bishmol agrees with Rabbi Yisak Lili, and therefore referred to it as toch toch, because the definition of toch is inside. It made this sound toch toch, as does a boiling pot. Rabbi Kiva Imer, kimin bishul hu zeh. Rabbi Kiva argues that this would be problematic because it appears like cooking in a pot. Rather, he says, toilin chutzaloi. They would hang it on the spit outside the animal, above the mouth. Rabbi Tavan agrees with Rabbi Kiva, and therefore referred to it as a gedi mekulas, a helmeted kid, because it looked like the kid was wearing a helmet. The Mishnah continues, Ein tzolnes ha-pesach lo yal ha-shvud v'lo yal ha-askola. The Karban Pesach may not be roasted on a metal spit or a grill, but Rabbi Tzadik reports that Gamliel once instructed his servant Tavi to roast it on the grill. The Gemara in the next daf will resolve this apparent contradiction. The Gemara explains the problem with using spits made of materials other than pomegranate wood. Matches metal cannot be used because metal conducts heat. Therefore, the exposed part will cause the full length of the spit to become hot, and the parts of the animal that are touching the spit will become roasted from the heat of the spit rather than the heat of the fire. It must be roasted by the heat of fire, not by heat from another source. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, just like the part of the wooden spit inside the animal does not get burnt, because the meat protects it, so too the part of the metal inside the animal does not get hot enough to help roast the meat. The Chum respond, in the case of metal, when the exposed part becomes hot, the covered part also gets hot, because metal is a conductor of heat. In the case of wood, although the exposed part becomes hot, the covered part will not get hot because wood is not a conductor of heat. Dekel, te'eno, alain, charav, shikma are all types of wood that cannot be used because mapik maya v'havik mevushal. They emit moisture, which would mean the carbon is being partially cooked by the moisture and not roasted completely by the fire. Even though rimon, pomegranate wood, also has knots which would need to be cut off and would emit moisture at the point of incision, the Gemara answers, pomegranate wood has smooth knots that do not have to be cut off, or our Mishnah is referring to a young tree which does not have any knots. The end of the spit where it was cut from the tree would indeed be left protruding from the mouth so that any moisture would drip into the fire. Tarabban, Ezehu gedim akulos, the aster lechel b'leile pesach bezman hazeh, kol shetzloi ke'echad. It is aster nowadays to eat a goat roasted whole, like a common pesach. The Brisa adds, Nechtach mimenu aver, nishlik mimenu aver, ein ze gedim akulos. If one limb was removed and roasted separately, or one limb was boiled, even if still attached to the rest of the animal that is being roasted, it is not considered gedim akulos and would be mutter to eat bezman hazeh. The Gemara continues, generally tzli, meat that will be roasted over fire, does not require malicha, salting to extract the dam, the blood from the meat, because the fire will draw out the blood. This is actually a machlekes Rashi b'Taisus. According to Taisus, it needs no malicha at all. According to Rashi, it does not need the full malicha as for meat to be cooked, but does need malicha tzli, light salting. Therefore, Amar Rabba, haimul yasa shari. Rabba adds that unsalted raw meat can also be used as stuffing in an animal that is being roasted. He's not concerned that the blood from the stuffing will become absorbed in the meat because kabalai kach poltai. The same way it absorbs the blood, it also expels whatever it absorbs. The Gemara points out, the opinion in our Mishnah that the innards were roasted inside the Karban Pesach is not a raya to Rabba, because the Karban Pesach was roasted head down, and all the blood would drip down and out the base of Shechita where the neck was cut and not get absorbed in the meat at all. The Gemara later concludes la halacha that mulyasas shari afila pumel el. Raw meat stuffed in the roasted animal is mutter even if the opening faces up. The price that permits cutting open an animal's heart to release the blood after it had been roasted is also not a raya, because shani lev d'shia, the heart never absorbs anything since it is so smooth. The Gemara then explores whether Rabba's opinion was accepted by other Amiram in case of roasting breaded unsalted meat, and concludes that it depends on the type of flour. The smida, bein asmik bein loy asmik sharya, very fine flour certainly expels all the blood it might have absorbed. Therefore, it's mutter even if the breading is red, because we may assume the reddish color to be from the meat juices. The chivarta, izug kezuzah chivra, sharya eloy aser. White flour will not expel any blood it absorbed. Therefore, it is mutter only if the breading is clear like white glass, indicating that there is no blood at all. If it is not clear, even if it's only slightly reddish, it is aser, out of concern that there is some blood in it. Deshar kamachim, asmik aser, loy asmik shari. Other flours generally expel blood it absorbs, but we're not as certain as with very fine flour. Therefore, it is mutter if it's slightly reddish, because we may assume that any blood would have been expelled and the reddish color is from meat juices. If it is red, it is aser because the color indicates that there is blood in it. The Gemara continues. In machlokes Rav Acha v'Ravina, b'chol ha'Torah kula, Rav Acha l'churma, Ravina l'kula, v'hilchos k'Ravina l'kula. We pass on like Ravina, who generally takes the lenient position. Labar mehani tlas, the Rav Acha l'kula, Ravina l'churma, v'hilchos k'Rav Acha l'kula. With the following three exceptions, where we pass on like Rav Acha, who in these cases takes the lenient position. Hai umtzeh de'asmik, a piece of meat that turned red from blood. Bei, testicles of an animal. And Mizraki, the major neck arteries, in all three cases, chatchei umalchei afilak derishari. If cut open and salted heavily, they may be cooked even in a pot. Shafte b'shvuda shari, if not cut and salted heavily, they may only be roasted on the spit. Achte agumri, what if he roasted on hot coals? Manda aser matz mitzames. Ravina forbids it, because he holds that the heat of the coals causes it to shrivel and retain the blood. Mandashari Mishav Shaiv. Rav Acha permits it because he holds that the heat of the coals draws out the blood. V'helchasa Mishav Shaiv.